All right, guys, day four. That was lunch. Our next speaker up is Manhor, a returning speaker to the 21 convention. He spoke in 2007 when this event was, I don't want to say nothing, but pretty close, just totally starting up out of nowhere. And that meant a lot to me. He came back in 2008, did a killer job. Last year he was coming and he got pickpocketed and lost a lot of money. So that sucked. But he's back. He's back. It is the grand return of Manhor, and it is an honor to have him here.
Thanks
for coming again, man.
Cool, appreciate it. Okay, so yeah, last year I got pickpocketed at the airport and lost my ability to fly here, lost some money. It's all good, I'm back now. If you guys don't know me, I'm, what's up?
On the stage.
I have to be on the stage?
Damn.
Okay. I'm ex-military. I've been doing mixed martial arts for almost 20 years. Trained, mentored guys in all kinds of different areas. So this is just something I like to put myself into. Not necessarily my identity, but I definitely like to give to you guys. Today we're gonna be covering two main concepts. First off, let's see here, asshole game. A lot of misconceptions in the community about this. You know, nobody wants to be an asshole. Nobody wants to delve into their dark side. Guys try to start negging a girl and they come across as just a prick. You know, all of a sudden it just consumes them. And they're, you know, all of a sudden their hatred of women comes out. You know, they're like competing with women or anything like that. And we're also going to be discussing what seduction really looks like in a contrast to, say, what all the marketing jargon out there, all the pretty unicorn videos about, you know, opening and the fly stuff out there, okay? Damn this thing. Okay, so like I mentioned, being an asshole or being a dick or having that harsh side to you, it's just a tool. It's not your identity. As a man, we have a range of behavior that we can fall into. You know, I have my side that's kind of an asshole. I also have a super compassionate side. Like I said, I've trained and mentored guys in all kinds of different areas. Been doing it for a long time. So, you know, it's not an identity. I'm not consumed by that. It's just being an asshole, just a tool that I can use from time to time, okay? Also, if you guys, I want to be able to explain it to you guys so you can actually use it rather than not understand it. Then you get out there in the field and you just get all negative and then you just like fly off the handle. Either your state crashes or you start cussing a girl out or something like that. And I already mentioned here, opening guru style versus closing style. So this is like the best illustration I can make. So you have your typical guru, like you've got all that fluff material, like you come in, hey guys, let's get our nails done, right? So you got this whole range of like material for opening that opens well, okay? You can come in just hella high energy dancing and girls like hee hee, okay? But guys that actually fuck the girls they talk to, their range of how they come in is a little bit smaller, a little bit different area of the spectrum. Okay, and in actuality, a lot of this fluffy opening stuff some of these guys do actually takes away from their ability to have sex with the girl later. You're actually sacrificing that capability with her by doing that. Thanks. Okay. I'm gonna tell a story real quick. So I had a date with a girl I met online, and I would say, hey, meet me at the theater. So she gets there, I'm running late. I show up about, you know, 5 minutes late. And I see her like 20 feet away. So I march up to her, I grab her from behind like this, yo! And she flips out. She's like, ah! She's like, how'd you know it was me? What if it wasn't me? I said, you know, I knew it was you. I don't really care, you know, whatever. So it started out, like she just was like freaking out. She was nervous. I went to buy tickets and like she was standing there. I walk up to the counter to get them and she does one of these, like, one of these, right? Anyways, we go inside, watch the movie, and I, you know, during the previews, there's that movie, Repo Men. You guys seen that? Jude Law, Forest Whitaker. I can't stand the idea of an organization harvesting organs and then killing people when they can't pay. So I was like, fuck this movie. I would fucking, I would blow that shit up. If that ever happened, I was like angry. I was like, fuck this, right? So I'm like showing like this like side to me. I'm like, I was pissed. I was like, I can't believe this. Anyway, she's like, gets all kind of like, ha, excited. she kind of like leans into me, you know, like kind of starts to snuggle. Well, I get close to her, I grab her arm or something, I like rest it on my like dick, and she kind of like by a quarter of the movie, she starts like rubbing it like this, and then she gets like more like, kind of like more like, you know, like, hey, this is going down. And I'm like, all right, I know what's going on. So halfway through the movie, I said, you know what, let's get the fuck out of here. I grab her, like, on the way back to her car, like, I throw her against the wall, I'm like up between her legs, like, making out with her and shit, like, spiking her. Get her back to her car, and I bang the shit out of her in her back seat, and we don't even finish the movie. Okay, and thing is, we'll talk with realness here. Okay, if these guys in the community had seen me start this thing out, they'd have been like, Manohar fucking sucks. They'd be on like Rev 31, you know, like, Manohar, I saw him on a date and the girl was scared of him. He sucks so bad, right? But that's like, there's a realness to what goes on here. And the realness is that you're not always gonna get good reactions. Girls are gonna be all kinds of different states of mind. You're dealing with real life here. You're not dealing with some kind of fairy tale, magic land, Pua fairy tale here, okay? Deal with it all. That is what this is about. This is not about, you know, having a pretty little encounter. This is about just having the flexibility and the range as a guy to deal with anything that you see. As far as leading, you know, a lot of guys see leading as, I was dominant and I told her what to do, right? And of course, that comes into play, and there are plenty of girls that respond really well to that. But leading in the case of this girl was not at all telling her what to do, because right off the bat, she was scared out of her little mind. She was like this, and how leading was defined in this case was that I led myself first, okay? I could tell that she was fretful, I could tell that she was nervous. I simply stayed composed myself, okay? I was just chill and social, I saw this, I didn't care that she was nervous, I thought it was kind of funny. So I led myself first, allowed her space and her time to get back on my track. I showed her a side that she could relate to. Okay, so in this case, that's how leading would be defined, not some like dominant, bitch, get on your knees kind of thing, okay? As far as assholeness, I think I described that pretty well, the whole like talking shit at Repo Men and Jude Law and Forrest Whitaker. I really can't stand the idea of that. And like I'd mentioned before, it is a good idea, it is your space as a male to have a strong negative idea or opinion about stuff and just express it freely. Okay? I mean, you can't just be all unicorns and angels. You've got to be down here talking shit too, man. That's just how it is. I know in the military, we train guys in super harsh scenarios and environments. I put them under a lot of stress. I went through a ton of stress myself. And basically what it did is, by the time they got to their real job or a real situation, it was cake. They're like, this is fucking easy, right? So by explaining to you some definitions and boundaries to asshole game, you'll be able to use it, okay? And when you're faced with these situations, you'll be like, oh, I've done this before, this isn't a big deal, and you'll stay composed, okay? We're gonna start with opening just because it's pretty much the first thing, right? Yeah. One of my big mentalities, and I try to teach this to students or whatnot, I'm the most important thing that's gonna happen to her tonight. Like, I walk up, like, boom, I'm here, okay? I get to hog her attention. It's not even that I get to hog it. I'm like, yo, you know, this is why you came out tonight. Boot camp with Tyler about 2 months ago. We get in line to this club. We get inside. Me and a student pull two hotties within 5 minutes of being there. Take him home. I give mine a facial, he gets some resistance, but whatever, he got to learn. You know, I basically got to walk him through LMR, which is pretty fucking awesome. It doesn't happen a lot on boot camps. But he said afterwards, he's like, I can't believe it. He's like, we were there for 5 minutes, what the fuck? And I'm like, dude, why do you think they got all pretty tonight? Why do you think they showed up? Okay, you've got to get in your head what your value is to these chicks. Do you think they want to fucking show it around at a club? They do it 3 times a week. How many times do you think they're gonna meet a guy that'll fuck them, that'll like, you know, just turn them out the way they want to be turned out, okay? This is a new experience, it's savage, it's what they want. This is just a simple biology here. Same thing, I'm here, right? You walk up like that, that's the vibe you project, okay? You get to talk to me simply because I'm standing here. And it's not what I'm saying, it's simply the fact I'm standing here. Okay, a lot of guys get really consumed with this idea, and I'm telling you, I've been through these phases myself where I'm like, what do I say? Come on, brain, think of something awesome and funny to say. And then you start thinking that the value you have towards these girls you're approaching is the funny thing you say, and you're fucking yourself up. Because if you lose sight of the masculine, feminine dynamic going on and simply think the value is coming out of your mouth, you're off in the wrong headspace, and you'll have to work backwards to get to where you want to be. Okay, I like this. It's not a question of if they like it or not. It's just simply biology at work. They want a guy that walks up like, boom, I'm here. That is just, it just hits our biological buttons. Okay, so identify with that mindset. You're aware of it now. You can take steps to get yourself there. Inner game of opening. Okay, emotional independence. You guys know Flawless Natural, Natural Tim Bavarsti? Good buddy of mine. He was the first one where I got to see, like from another person, like I got to watch it, like what this was. It's basically, you know, you look at somebody's face and there's just no emotional like neediness there. Like they don't want a reaction from you at all. There was, you guys know JTR, Jay the Ripper from Casanova. He posted this thread up a couple years ago, and he's like, yeah, I was crossing the street and I felt the eyes of all the people in the cars watching me. I felt them on me, and it drove me crazy. Like I was being pulled in all these different directions. And I was like, fuck, that's incredible. I'm like, that must be what's going on through the minds of these beginner guys. And then I went out that night, and I was like, holy shit, I'm feeling it too. And it made me identify what was going on here. So what I did, and everybody's got their own different ways, is I visually and physically severed those ties so that I remain centered on myself. And that's what allows you to open up, just walk up to a crowded group of girls, the chicks on the dancing on the bar, or the, you know, basically what you do is you sever your emotional ties to everybody else in the room around you. What does this Pua think of me? What are her female friends gonna think of me? What's my buddy gonna think? What am I gonna think? You know, like, cut that shit off. Stay centered to yourself. Immersion. This is a big one, and it's just something I've just recently been exploring, being able to explain it to you guys. Immersion has a lot to do with your full, undivided focus on the present moment with you and the girl. Okay, so you're not thinking about her girlfriend's over here, you're not thinking about your buddies behind you, you are simply immersed in the moment with her. Okay, a lot of stuff comes from that. Eye contact, your vibe, you know, just being present with her. I'd like to talk a lot about Tolle. He'll help you a lot with that, okay? You're talking to a cute girl. Nothing else going on. You're simply talking to a girl. You're not trying to raise your poo account. You're not trying to, okay, what does he think about over there? You are simply talking to a cute girl, and there's no outcome dependence. Be in the moment, okay? That's what that idea of immersion is. I talked about this last year, this last point right here. I love bringing up every point, or every time. Your personal level of excellence dictates your mental level of deservedness that shapes your behavior of entitlement. The thing that's attractive about guys that are good with women is they have a super high level of entitlement. Like they just walk up like, boom, you know, like, hey, what's going on kind of thing. And they grab girls and like, get over here. And they're doing all this stuff because their behavior is one of entitlement, which comes from that deservedness, which comes, you know, your personal level of excellence. Of course, there's other ways to do this, but one big thing is how you live your life. Okay, like say at the gym, you kick ass at the gym, grades at school, your finances, your career, everything you do to your utmost. Therefore, when you walk up to a girl, you're like, right? It's all here, I am it, okay? This is a super important one. Male-female dynamic. Puatron versus closer. A lot of guys, they walk up to a girl and they go into like this whole like back turn, like can't really look at a girl, And I'm telling you, like, if you want to be inside a girl, you've got to establish the male-female dynamic, okay? That's, hey, man, you guys don't open with words. You open up with eye contact. Whether you're going direct or indirect, your opener is eye contact. Okay, she might see you walk up, she might not. You walk up, you're like, boom, eye contact, yo, what's going on? Okay, that's how you open. If you start thinking I need to come out with some kind of words first, you're fucked. First, just focus, just walk up, focus on getting eye contact with her, taking over her attention, and that's all you worry about. The words will come, guys. You've read all the fucking theory there is. You know it. You know how to talk. You've been talking since you were 2 years old. Some of you guys maybe like 7. Tard monkeys. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, okay, power of eye contact. Erica's big into this. A lot of powerful things happen in eye contact. I'll tell you right now, one of the most enjoyable things about being with a girl is eye contact. I mean, it's just so powerful right there. If you're not making eye contact with a girl, why are you even doing this? Okay, you're like getting rid of like one of the big boons of doing this. Okay, eye contact is super special, really intimate, and something you want to be there with. Tonality, you want to talk to her like a man talks to a woman. This is big. We start slipping into like entertaining, like, hey, you know, and like we're like all over the place. We're like, and you can hear in our voice like, so blah, 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 and you hear there's like a question, whereas a man talks to a woman, he's simply making statements, he's stating facts, he's telling her a story, he's just telling the story, he doesn't need her to react to it in any way. We'll go into that in more detail later. Breathing correctly and maintaining volume. Man, Anthony Robbins has a vocal coach that he's quoted as saying, this guy changed my speaking, and he'd been speaking for like 10 years already. The guy's called Roger Love. Look him up, his audio series is the shit. And it corrected so many wrong things I was doing. Like, I was breathing wrong, I was speaking wrong. You know how you guys are talking in a club and you can't get any volume? There's physiological reasons why that's happening. He had us do a breathing exercise where he said, take a deep breath, and I went, and I lifted up my shoulders. He's like, if you guys lift up your shoulders, you are fucking wrong. He didn't say the F word, but you know, you get the picture. You breathe from here, from your stomach, and then back in. And of course, we have a problem with that because most of us have little guts that we don't want fucking showing, okay? But what's more important here? The fact that you have some volume and you can actually talk to her and she can actually hear you inside the club, or you have a little pooch hanging out, okay? Get over yourself, breathe correctly, okay? Make sure you're talking just when your stomach is coming in, because if you're doing anything else, you're basically wrong. This also allows you to have natural pauses inside your speech. Okay, so when you're like, oh no, I'm running out, I need to take another breath, you pause, which is attractive. They don't want some guy that's like motor mouthing, like what I'm doing up here, right? So also, a lot of you guys, and I was with my buddy the other day, and he was leaving a voice message, and he starts running out of breath, and instead of taking another breath, he goes, yeah, so blah, blah, blah. And I swear to God, all you guys in here to this room probably do that. Have you guys ever listened to yourself on audio? You're like, God fucking damn, I sound all scratchy. I thought I sounded like hot shit. What's this? It's because you're still trying to talk and you have no air in your lungs. Breathe, okay? Projecting the right vibe. She feels what you feel. This is really powerful. If you guys can get this down, everything else would be pretty much over. I don't walk up as a blank state to a girl. Okay, I don't walk up, program me now. I'm projecting an emotion already. So when I walk up, I'm like this, you know? And she just gets to like, that's one way to open, right? She just gets to catch on to that vibe too. Or I come in like this, and I'm like hella sexual just because maybe we've been making eyes or whatever, or I'm just a horny bitch at that time, right? But no matter what, I am projecting an emotion when I walk up, okay? Most of this game has a lot to do with you leading yourselves, being able to control yourselves, having a lot of control of your emotional state, okay? So you're not walking up either feeling like crap, or you're walking up like blank slate programming, and then at that point you are reactionary because you are waiting for a reaction to tell yourself how to feel. Okay, that's BS. You need to tell yourself how to feel. Be so solid about it that you walk up projecting that, okay? Opening examples, kind of bring it all together. So I was with my wing couple 3-4 years ago, maybe longer than that. And we're driving on the street, and I make the mistake of saying that the girl flipping signs on the street corner is hot. He immediately pulls over and says, "Go talk to her." I'm like, "Fuck you." This guy was like non-community, like knew nothing about it. He just like, if he sees a cute girl, he's gonna talk to her. So he pulls over, I walk across the crosswalk, walk up to her. Every car around, of course, knows exactly what I'm gonna do, but since I'm cut off emotionally, I'm immersed in what I'm about to do, they don't matter at all. Walk up to her, she's like, "Holy shit, I love this. Like, get her number, blah, blah, it's awesome." Then my buddy comes in and gets her number too. That's, you know, the point is just sever that shit. Be you. You are not the cars around you. You do not own their reactions to you. You are simply responsible for your actions, your thoughts, your behaviors. One of my favorites is, and this happened the other night, I was out with libido, but when I was out in Kentucky, and they have these Coyote Ugly bars, and the girls get up, and like they dance on the bar like this, and they have like whipped cream contests, and it's just like a meat market, and the guys like sit back, and they're like this, and then just watch. And then the girls get off the stage and then just walk off. And the guys are like this whole time, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, walk up. I'm just like, yo, I'm like, they're like right here. I'm just like, boom. And of course they're like, oh shit. Like the one guy I'm like strutting my stuff. I'm like, I'm a horny little bitch, come talk to me. And none of these guys are even talking to him. Then there's me, right? So, you know, and then the other night there was some girls on that stripper pole at Chillers, I'm not sure what the name was, and all the guys were like this, and I'm just like walking up like, yo, and of course they were and then of course like the one guy that's been watching this that actually has some balls, once he sees me like comfortable with it, like he walks up and like stands right next to me and talks to her too. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude. If you're at a strip club, something I do, there will be a couple of girls on different stages with the guys scattered all around. I'll be walking by. I'm like, yo, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like talking to the girl while she's dancing on stage. And she goes, ha, ha. And like we'll have a conversation while our customers are like trying to tip her. And I'm just like hogging her attention. And do I care if anybody's watching? No, it's not my business. That is not my business, okay? Fuck that. Unreactiveness at big inning. We'll go over unreactiveness and all this stuff like throughout the entire thing. I'm sure you're kind of catching glimpses of that. But the beginning is a big deal. It's just because it's where you guys are mostly at. It's a nice phone ringer there. Okay, unreactiveness. Most importantly, to yourself, okay? Who's going to be your biggest enemy out there? It's going to be you guys, okay? It's to me, it's still me, all right? Your first set of the night, say you've been at work all week, and it's Friday night, and you haven't been out in 5 days, and you're like, gee, I'm so uncalibrated right now, and I've just been talking about, you know, mathematics, and guys, I'm half nerd myself, okay, I develop websites, and I'm good at math and all that stuff, so I understand, right? And you're like, shit, I don't want to talk to a girl, because I'll start talking about, like, numbers and stuff, you know, and I'm telling you, you have to fucking blast through that, okay? Be unreactive to yourself. Hit those first sets. You're going to say some awkward, funny stuff, and it's okay, okay? Get it out there. You've got excess nervous energy. Burn it off. Freak some girls out. That's what they're there for. Like, the world is your playground, right? Like, I'll say some shit like, eh, and my buddy's like, that girl is afraid of you. I'm like, yeah, I just talked to her. Okay, whatever. It happens. You can't calibrate yourself. You can't have that badass night until you get out that, bleh, you know, that fucking shit that's been hanging out all week in there, okay? Ego or no ego, there's a big discussion. We talk about it all the time on RSD. Is it about having an ego or about not having an ego? The truth of the matter is, whether you have an ego or not, you just can't be sensitive to stuff, okay? Sure, maybe I've got a huge ego. But it's just not sensitive to anything, okay? That is what is fucked up about an ego, is when it's always looking for validation and stuff. So just don't be thrown off your game. A lot of girls will bait you with nonsense, try to get you off your game, because they don't want a guy who can be thrown off his game. This is all about dudes. Dudes that bang girls don't get thrown off their game. Okay? That's all there is to it. Whether you want to see it as removing your ego or not having a sensitive ego, just stay focused, okay? It's a girl's job to fuck with you. That's it. On a biological level, she's got to test you. So don't worry about it. Don't get thrown off. Don't get all pissed off. You know, don't get all down on yourself. Just don't worry about that. Guys will do it too. Like a year back, I was out at a bar in San Diego, and I'm talking to these two girls, and they've got their like little beta chode guy hanging out with them. And I only say that, I only like insult the guy because he was a little shit. Like that's all there was to it, you know. No redeeming qualities whatsoever. I'm talking to two girls, and then he comes up on the side here, and he goes, ah! Ah! And I can't exaggerate it. He starts making noises like a fucking mule or something, like screaming, like high pitched. And I look at him like, and then I start talking back to the two girls, right? And he's just like, oh shit, what did I just do? Like, he was hoping for a reaction that would validate his retardedness. When I didn't give it to him, it just kind of like, it was like a fart in the air. Like, it's just like all the air went out of his sails, right? So just, that shit will happen. This ain't about pretty pua fucking pickups. This is about life and the weird shit that goes on in it, okay? It's a zoo out there. I kind of already went over this. Girls trying to blow you out just because they're having a bad day, this is real, okay? This is not Pua magic land. There are girls out there, you walk up, you're the most badass guy ever, and they don't care because it's that time of the month, they just got fired, it doesn't matter, they're having a bad day. What I do is I just kind of ignore it. I'll tell you what, I'm not talking to her, I'm talking to her other friend that's having a better time, okay? This kind of fades right into that. So basically what ends up happening is by being unreactive to it and continuing on with what you're doing, what'll invariably happen is they'll actually start apologizing for their friend. Oh, I'm sorry, she's not having a good day today. I'm like, don't worry about it, it's cool. Okay, but by not reacting to it, by not letting it get in my head, by continuing on the path I was on talking to her friend, it shows the girl, this guy's cooler than my girl who's being a dumbass right now. And I get apologized to for girls' friends all the time. Like, yeah, sorry, she's drunk, okay? Same thing with take our picture, buy me a drink, okay? Most girls that are cool generally won't ask you that, okay? But if they do, they qualify in some way. The other night, a couple weeks ago, I was talking to a group of girls, one girl in particular, and then this idiot girl walks up, take our picture, take our picture, take our picture, like, fucking six times in a row, like super uncalibrated, retarded, and I looked at her, and then I looked away and continued talking to her, and sure enough, she just apologized for it. Then, not less than a minute later, I say, give me that camera. All right, girls, do this, and I'm like getting them all posing. So it's not bad to take a girl's picture, you just can't do it to that whole, like, they're trying to tool you kind of thing, okay? And it won't be a cool chick. You can probably assume if a girl's being shithead about trying to get you to take their picture, buy them a drink, she's probably not the girl you want to talk to anyway. So you can kind of shine her on. What's going on here? Okay. This all comes down to a really big important concept, okay? A girl's harshness is child's play. Jeffrey's got a great quote. He's like, when the girl speaks, it's just puffs of air. It just farts in the wind. It goes, it just dissipates, and that's it. Doesn't mean anything. Okay. For me personally, like, you know, I've been in lots of fights and stuff. So to me, the idea of a girl being harsh is kind of funny, right? Like, what's she gonna do? I've even had girls slap me, and then I had sex with them. However they come out with it, harsh, it doesn't mean anything, guys. It is just child play. Okay. Yeah, I love that one. Get that down, guys. Whatever happens, don't get thrown off your game. You're just looking at a funny girl that's just bleh, right? You'll deal with this crap throughout your entire relationship with a girl, okay? You'll deal with it when you're even having sex with her. We'll get into that. Your behavior dictates her response, okay? So she freaks out over something. You don't react to it. or you do respond to her, but in a way that shows her that you're not upset over it in any way, and she'll calm down. And that's all there is to it. If you guys can get this down, this will be one of the best things you ever learn, okay? Your behavior to her crazy reaction tells her everything. She bases her behavior, her subsequent behavior, on that. Even if she goes completely nuts. I met this girl out in Michigan. It was quick. We were back at her house within an hour of meeting her. Really cute girl. She was taller than me. For you guys that are worried about height, I'm with girls that are taller than me all the time. It doesn't matter. Get back to her place, and we're having sex. And then I like bend her over, and I'm like doing this, and I kind of like pull out, and then when I go back to penetrate her again, like I accidentally like slip, and like she thinks I'm trying to stick it in her ass, and she freaks out, like angry fucking dragon, like, get out of here. She starts throwing her clothes back on, screaming, like I'm thinking, this chick belongs in a fucking hospital. Like, I can't believe I just had sex with this girl. And I slowly, all I do is I slowly, like, I'm just chilling. I'm not reactive at all. I'm just hanging out with her. I'm staying calm and positive. I think I slowly put my clothes back on. Just whatever, same thing. She's still screaming. Maybe about 30, 45 seconds into it, she calms down drastically. Okay? Still talk to her. Still having that fun, playful vibe with her, letting her know it's all good, baby, don't worry about it. 2 or 3 minutes later, she's like, wait, why are you leaving? I'm like, I'm not, baby, and we go back to it, okay? Next one, I was at a Subway. This was a few years back, and I walked up, and the girls were chit-chatting at the front. I was in a hurry to get somewhere, but I was really hungry. I'm like, yo, can we speed this along? I really gotta go. And the girl in line turns around to me and gives me a dirty look and like was waiting for my response, okay? And I was simply there to get a sandwich and get out. I wasn't there to be mean to somebody or anything at all like that, but she wanted me to dip into that like whole like asshole dark realm. Like she just assumed that since I was telling him what to do, I would of course be an asshole, okay? And most guys feel the urge to, oh, I've gotta act this role now. Like, yeah, I got it, come on, And I didn't. I was like, I appreciate that, thanks a lot. And it went from her being like this to all of a sudden she's like, oh, this is a guy right here. And there's like, like a little chemistry there. Like I mentioned before, lead yourselves first, okay? You dictate your responses and your behavior and reaction, your reactions, your mental state, to everything that goes on. Do not allow a girl to dictate that to you, okay? That's what this game is about. Every year before I, or every time before I give a talk, I'll call up a buddy. I'll be like, hey, what have you noticed? What should I talk about? Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, I love how you walk in a group of girls or a group of people and just start telling them what to do. I'm like, really? I'm like, what the fuck? And he's just like, yeah, he's like, no, don't get me wrong. They love it. He's like, you're really fun with it, but you just start telling them what to do and they fall right in line. And, this has a lot to do with eye contact, which is pretty simple. It's got a lot to do with your tonality as well. If you guys aren't RC at all, check out one of Brad's video blogs. It's the best example of breaking rapport yet fun tonality I've ever seen. But yeah, you want to be like, I think it was a couple weeks ago, there was a bunch of girls with a camera and it was a street set. It was at the end of the night. And I walk up laughing, I'm like, yo, give me that camera. All right, you girls line up right here. I want to see a sexy face. And they're like, hee hee. They're like getting in line and stuff. I'm like, yeah. And so I'm like taking pictures. And I basically walk in a group of people I don't know and just start ordering them around. Now, in my mind, am I ordering them around? No, I'm just having fun. But it's something you guys want to pick up. If you want to figure out how to like run a group, which is a really big deal, then get that down. It's how you talk to them. It's eye contact, you're making eye contact with all the girls, and it's that tonality you have. It's like, boom, firm, but I'm having fun too. Have fun with me. It's a big deal, it's gonna sound a little bit harsher. A big thing guys need to get down is you're the pimp and that's it. You've gotta reject all other realities in the field that tell you you're not, okay? You don't question yourself. The field is not to question your tactics, your techniques. That shit's later, okay? Don't worry about that. I'm the fucking pimp. And if there's anything else that happens that tells me I'm not, it's wrong and I reject it outright. Okay, this can be minor, you know, like in your mind I'm like, oh, whatever, that's gay. Or it can actually verbalize something kind of harsh, which happens from time to time, I'm telling you. But what this allows, fuck you, it's not a bad word, I forgot I wrote that. What this allows is it's almost like a momentum you build in yourself of having a dominant frame. So say you walk up to a girl and she doesn't like you, and you reject the fact that she's like, you know, like this, and then the next girl you walk up to, you're like, boom, like you've actually created a dominant momentum inside yourself, so the next girl you walk up to, she's just all over your jock. So many stories of that. In fact, I guess I'm gonna tell one right now. So I was at I was on another boot camp, and we just gotten out of seminar, so I was a little bit like, yeah, a little bit toned down, but I was like, boom, right? First girl I talked to, walk right on the dance floor, I talk to her, and she goes, eh, like this. And I'm like, fuck you, right? I'm like, this is bullshit. So anyways, I'm like, get out of here. So I keep walking, I see this girl, fucking hot-ass Latina girl, you know, pearl skin, anyways. She's scanning, I'm scanning, we like lock eyes for like less than a second. I'm like, oh, it's on, right? And then she like looks off. Anyways, from about 15 feet away, I like start walking up on her like this. And I'm completely sober, by the way. I'm not a big drinker, especially on boot camp, no drinking at all. But yeah, I do this all sober mostly. Anyways, walk up to her and she sees me coming. And she looks at me, she goes, oh, like this. Like giving me the harshest blowout she can before I even get to her. And it doesn't faze me at all, right? I get right up in her grill, I'm like, boom, blah, 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 blah. And she doesn't say a single word. Her face is stone impassive. She's just staring at me, trying to make me go away, right? I'm like, la, 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 you know, I'm still talking. And she doesn't fucking say a word for 45, I mean, it's gotta have been at least 45 seconds, if not a minute. So can you imagine walking up to a girl, she's already rejected you. You walk up to her, you start talking to her, and she doesn't say anything back. She just stares at you like this. Like, what's going on in my mind? Nothing. I am just in a dominant frame, like, boom, I'm here, right? Anyways, about a minute in, she says a word, cracks. And then a little bit after that, she smiles a little bit. I'm like, God damn right, I'm in, right? So I grab her, I'm like, hey, meet my friends. I bring her over to Tyler. There's a student here, let him talk to her. Rip her away to the bar. I'm all over the place. And then I grab her face and I try to kiss her. And she's like, <it's> like no. and then I grab her and try to kiss her again. And I'm like, no. And then a couple minutes later, same thing. I think she rejects me trying to kiss her 5 or 6 times. And since I have so much momentum, it doesn't faze me at all. I finally grab her, kiss her, I like grab her ass, like she's wearing this like little dress. I'm like up here, you know, squeezing her luscious bottom. And she finally like starts kissing me. And she just opens up like a little flower. So she goes from being a rock hard bitch, one of the most impassive girls I've ever talked to all of a sudden being this beautiful little flower that just spreads herself all over me. Take her around the club some more, dance with her, bounce her somewhere else, go back to her place and rail her all night long and in the morning. Okay, so can you imagine how many times if you just stuck with it and just not even cared, not being emotionally reactive, how many experiences with women you'd have right now, you know? Oh yes, this is a good one. This was a while ago, it's like 5 or 6 years ago. We're at a taco shop in Pacific Beach in San Diego. And I'm telling my buddy, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, it doesn't matter what you say as long as you say it with passion, right? Like that's where I was at in the game at that point, right? So he's like, okay. So these two hot ass girls can get out of a van and he walks up to me and he's just like, the sky is so black tonight. And I'm like, I didn't mean like that. And but it opens them up all over the place. Like they love it. So anyways, they go inside. He sits down with one of the girls and I think the other one's either in the bathroom or ordering food. And I sit down next to the girl and she immediately goes, Ew! Get away from me! And I'm like sitting down, just sat down, not expecting this at all. I'm like, fuck you. And I just like, yeah, I just get up and walk off, right? I'm like, this is whatever, okay? So sit down, order some food, start eating. And the girls have kind of been like, wow, this guy told me to fuck off. Like, oh, that's, what kind of guy is this, right? I see this, I walk up like 15 minutes later, I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. And they're like, oh, it's okay. Well, anyways, it ends up with me in the backseat of their, I think it's a van or like an SUV. They're playing rock, paper, scissors for who's gonna fuck me in the back seat. And it was so surreal. This was 5 or 6 years ago. I was like, what the fuck's going on here? And I kind of like a moment where I was like, you know, and so the girls look back, they're like, who's this guy? So it didn't end up happening. But if it happened, you know, today, I'd be all over it. Yeah. Oh, okay, I do this every year. Telling ridiculous stories with authority, a chill, uncaring vibe, it's all in your tonality. So I tell people, yeah, I went to bed till I was 9. Okay, and there's no like feel sorry for myself, like I'm such a bitch, right? It's just like, yeah, I went to bed till I was 9, ha. You can do that with anything. Just you control how people perceive what you say strictly from your tonality and how you feel about it, okay? I have this ridiculous story. I tell people how my mother taught me how to pee standing up, okay? And these are examples. I'm talking about like this is all I talk about. I'm saying this is two examples of like weird shit, you know, that just because of the way I tell it, it comes out hilarious, okay? I had a buddy, Dan, he was talking to a girl, he met a girl at a club, and he's having a good time with her, and he's like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom. She's like, I gotta go to the bathroom too. So he goes in the guy's restroom, waiting in line, and she comes into view waiting in line for the girl's bathroom. And you know, she looks at him and he's like this, and she's like, eh, like this. And there's a couple urinal stalls open, but he's still waiting in line, right? So, you know, he was about to take a shit. He was waiting in line to take a shit. It was so obvious because the urinals were right here and he's not peeing. He's waiting in line to get in the stall and it didn't matter. He's just like, like this. And she's, you know, they're doing this like flirty thing right there. And whether she knew, whether she realized it or not, doesn't matter. He was so, boom, I'm here. It didn't matter if he was about to drop a huge load at a bar, which is actually pretty nasty in itself. Jedi mind tricks. I don't want to go into this too much just because I've shown it before and it starts getting abused and stuff. But basically, I don't, you know, I'll kind of point you guys in the right direction and then you guys can, you know, by the time you get there, you'll be ready for it. If you remove any trace of emotion or ego from the way you talk to people, you can get them to do funny things, okay? Like, it's definitely, I've got about 40 girls on video and pictures. I'm like fucking them and I'm taking video. They're mine, so they know I would never, you couldn't pay me enough money to put my girls on YouTube or whatever. It just would never happen. But when I'm doing it, that's kind of how I'm getting compliance. There's no ego, there's no, I'm not following her. Like, cause you gotta know that they freak out sometimes. They do, and I have to calm them down and continue filming them and telling them to get back to work kind of thing. I get out of tickets with cops all the time. I don't get tickets. It happens all the time. Say you need them to open up a new checkout window in line at the supermarket. You say, hey, can you open up a new, you know, what? However you guys want to do it. There are so many situations where the way you choose to communicate dictates the response you get from the person you're talking to. This is kind of going back into immersion, unreactiveness to anything around you. Nothing exists but you and her, okay? You guys are in a little bubble. This is not about being direct or indirect, but you have got to be just there with her. Eye contact, okay, unreactive to everything else going on. Doesn't matter if her girlfriends are screaming for her to come follow them, unreactive. Okay, there are so many times where they're trying to drag her off, and simply because you're not reacting to that and you're just staying there with her like this, just calmly talking, she's just rooted right in place. And the world could be falling down around her, but since you're right here with her, she's ignoring everything else as well, okay? That's a big deal. you're not grabby, okay? Your confident attitude is quiet and pulls her in. Okay, a lot of guys, they get in this like mindset where somehow they're gonna batter her defenses down and convince her to go home with them. And that's really not how it works. You have to make her want to go home with you. One way to do that is just like be there with her. We'll get into more of that later. This is a huge thing right here. Existing outside of social tension, as men, it is our role, we exist outside of social tension. I think the first time this was driven home was Tyler on The Blueprint. There are socially tense situations that go on all the time. You're gonna find yourselves in them constantly. It's like, but as a male, that is not you. You do not respond to tension. You don't even feel it. And you can have the craziest nonsense going on around you, but it's got nothing to do with how you feel right here. Just the other night, I was out with libido, and I see these two sexy-ass girls, and I'm kind of like this. There's like a rail here. I'm on a higher spot, and then I'm talking to, you know, libido at the table. Two really cute girls, probably a little farther away than where you're at, and I'm like, yo! And they don't hear. I'm like, yo! Right? And the new guy that was standing with libido just goes, and like scampers off like 5 or 6 feet away. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, if you can't stay with it, man, like, it's not gonna work for you, okay? Social tension is not you. It's not your role. You don't respond to it at all, okay? Forget it. This is a good one. So I move out of my buddy's place. We're really good friends. He has two cute girls move in. And one of them is, I think, more my style than the other. I start macking her up. She wants to play Super Mario Wii with us, but she wants to go to Target and buy a pink controller. So we're like, okay. Right? So we go to Target. We're walking through. There's the bicycle section right here. So I grab a bike off the rack. I look at her like this. And I climb on, and I'm like, I start pedaling towards her like this, like fucking Jason with a ski mask and a sword coming at her. And she goes, and starts running around, and I'm like chasing her through Target on a bike, like slowly, like stalking her and shit, like this look on my face, like, I'm gonna get you, right? And she fucking loves it, but she's like, Fred, why is he doing this? How are they gonna stop him? But you know, I mean, that's the logical mind, but she's just like, oh my God, this is so hot. And I wasn't thinking, I mean, sure, it might have been nuts. I take a bike rack off, I'm chasing her through the supermarket. Okay, sure, the workers might have thought it was funny, but that was not in my reality at all. Anyways, I finally end up cornering her. I try to like gracefully get off the bike so I can like sweep her off her feet and shit, and I hit the wrong brakes, so I actually kind of like tumbled over the fucking handlebars, almost landed on top of her, still worked out okay, I banged her. Not that day, but you know, having whatever points. Next one, bathroom poles. Okay, bathroom poles, relatively easy. The social tension you guys are gonna be forced to deal with, getting a girl in the bathroom is the hard part. Okay, it's the social tension. You can spike girls all night long. They do want to have sex with you right there. They know that. Power to the people. What's that mean? 30 minutes left. Jesus, balls. Okay. So you got to deal with the fact that you're going to be taking a girl into the bathroom. People are going to see. People are going to see you come out. Okay, when I come out of a bathroom with a girl, I'm like, yo. The girl's like, ah. So up in Michigan, I'm pulling a girl home, and she's already got a guy meeting up with her to do her, right? So the guy actually calls her. We're walking back to her place. He calls her on the phone and says, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, yeah. Instead of dealing with it and telling him anything, she hands the phone to me. So talk about like, okay. So I'm like, yo, dude, what's going on? He's like, hey, I'm on my way. I'm walking over to her house. I'm like, yeah, me and her are on our way there right now. So yeah, I don't know, man. And you can hear it in his voice like, oh. And he went home. I got her, you know, and then I faded back to San Diego, and he probably had her for the rest of her life. I don't know, but you're going to be put in these situations where you just have to deal with it, and that's all there is to it. I'm gonna have to hurry up here. I'm going to tell this Halloween notebook one. So, Halloween party, my buddy's a referee. He's got a notebook and he's got a bunch of phone numbers on it from girls he's collected for like some kind of tryouts. He leaves the notebook in my car, bad mistake. I start calling these girls up. I'm like, yo, we're doing this tonight. They're like, who is this? I'm like, I got your number from a notebook, so they're just assuming I'm this guy, right? I get two of them to meet up. I end up banging one of them the same night that she came out, the same day I started talking to her. My buddy has sex with the other one like a couple weeks later, and I'm driving this girl back to her place, and she's like, so how'd you get my number? I'm like, oh, I it was on that notebook. She's like, so you just found the notebook and decided to call me? I'm like, yeah. So she got to realize, I got to watch it happen, like, wow, this guy called up probably 10, 12, 13 numbers, and he fucked me out of that right there, right? So there's gonna be these situations you just deal with them. You know, sometimes you are with a girl and you forget her name, that kind of thing. You're like, yeah, sorry, it happens, whatever, check her mail. This is a very big part of communication. I don't generally argue with people at all. I tell them, I have a way of saying blah, okay? This is what it is. Generally, that's just how it works. If I don't know about something, I do generally just shut the fuck up. You know, there's nothing there. But when I do know about something, I don't speak like there's room for argument or discussion here. We had some girls out at Hooters, and a couple of the guys were arguing with some of the girls about a sexual topic. And the girls were like, no, no sex before marriage. Sex is wrong. I've only had sex with 5 guys. And I'm just like, what are you? And I told the fuckers later, I'm like, what are you doing? You don't argue with girls. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. You have to like lead them, right? Like, otherwise they're just gonna spit out random nonsense. Well, my buddy, you know, same thing. He ends up railing the girl that said that she'd only had been with 5 girls and she was like this innocent little thing. It's just like, yeah, they have to say that, right? You don't argue with them over that stuff. You don't even bring that up. Man. It's just not how it's supposed to be. Don't push Darwin, kind of a big concept. I already kind of touched on it. You don't want to be trying to batten down her doors, trying to get at her, trying to convince her. You want to just be like showing so much value that she just gets emotionally drawn and pulled to you, okay? Remember that. If you are getting resistance from a girl, don't be trying to logically convince her or trying to like, oh, come on, we said this. Show value, make her laugh, do whatever. Fucking, you've got to be a guy that she wants to hang out with. Make her want, make, draw her to you. Don't be trying to like force her to do stuff. Oh. This is a big one. Okay, so when I grab a girl, I'm gonna hit on this one too at the same time. No, I'm not. When I grab a girl, I'm manhandling her, okay? This is not traditional Kino, like, haha, touch her arm, like, oh yes, you know, like, I am like fucking like grabbing her, like, come here, you know, like, headlocks, noogies, you know, pick her up, put her in trash cans. I am manhandling her. This is not about getting a reaction out of her. I am simply physically enveloping myself around her and like making her do things, okay? And if you think about it, I mean, back in the caveman days, did they have like incidental and overt kino or you know, whatever that whole, whatever, you know, like the traditional way of doing things, did they really have that? No, like they just picked them up, right? It's just natural. This is how it's supposed to be. So grab them, do whatever without any thought of their reaction. That being said though, this is all about push-pull. So you grab a girl, pull her in, push her back out, okay? You pick a girl up, you try to put her in a trash can. Okay, there's a push-pull here where like, you don't have me, I'm just playing with you, boom, get away from me, right? Push-pull is one of the most important concepts in everything we do, okay? So same thing with Kino, same thing with touching a girl. You aren't grabbing her all the time. A lot of guys are like, oh man, whore, such a caveman. He must be bending girls over all the time. Like, he must always be like wrapped around girls and shit. No, I'm really not. Okay, a lot of times I might not even touch a girl for the first half hour. I'm just totally creating such sexual tension that she's just like dripping and like needs to be taken. Or I might walk up and grab her. It's all this, you know, whatever. It's all relative. But I am definitely not all over her all the time because that's just basically needy and it's just not natural. I don't feel like doing that. It's just too much work. Dominant grip versus gentle grip. So I have both sides of that, okay? I can grab a girl and I can also lightly stroke her, and that's a really big deal. I broke into a cemetery with a girl. I'll tell the story later. We leave the place, and she's like, I just loved how gentle you were when you held me down from the fence. I'm like, after all the nasty, fucked up things I did to you inside the cemetery, that's all you remember? I'm like, this is fucking crazy. I'm like, oh yeah, baby. He was like, okay, whatever. Knowing when to escalate hard, okay? Some people try to misconstrue this as like predatory, you know, physical. But when a girl like starts getting that giggly, like, haha, like that vulnerable, take me now, I'm surrendered thing, like that's like blood in the water. Like I grab her and pull her in, okay? It's not sexual harassment. This is biology. She is putting herself into a sexual state. When you see her get all hyper or like this, I'm like, whoosh, yo, that's the cue. She's putting herself in a sexual state. Jump on that. That's where it's all at, okay? Prize keynote. Fuck. You guys read my LMR series at all? Probably not. What this is like, you're not touching her to make her feel good. Like you like demand that she touches you to make you feel good. Kind of like you like almost pull away like this. Or like you like take her hands and like put it on your dick so like she can start petting you and stuff. It's not about you touching her. It's about like, yo, I'm so badass that I want you to touch me now. And you're just kind of standing like this and purr and shit, you know. But that's what it tells a girl, this is a badass guy. And he likes to feel good, and this is a big thing. Nobody really talks about this. I'll probably write more on this later. But a big deal. If you guys are trying to figure out what the fuck, why am I grabbing all these girls and they're misconstruing it as me being needy and it's not going anywhere? Try this prize stuff. Try push pull, dominant gentle. We're gonna exercise for Puitrons. I showed this to Tyler. He fucking loved it. He immediately went to the gym the next day and started applying it. You know when you want to pick up a girl? I've blown out because I couldn't pick a girl up. For whatever reason, I just had shoulder surgery. It pays to lift weights, fuckers, so get in the gym. A really important exercise you want to do if you want me to lift up girls really well, you know the cables that are on the ground? You stand like this, okay, and you grab them, and this exercise right here, where you lift up right here, you keep your arms straight like this, that is an exercise designed to pick up chicks. Literally pick them up. You don't bend your arms. You keep them straight, the cable's right here, like this. It works everything you need to fucking launch girls up into the air. Where's my pointer? Okay. It's on Kino. This is funny, this is gonna maybe shock some of you guys and you'll be a little uncomfortable, but man, this is where it's at. Random grabbing of girl to communicate what this is all about, regardless of vibe. Okay, it could be sexual, might not be. So, just the other night, about a month ago, do I tell the story here? I do tell the story here. I'm talking to this girl, and it's just she's a fake titted Hollywood chick. So I mean she's fucking hot. She's got it all going on, but she's an accountant at the same time. So she doesn't even know how to be like, you know, like she's just got both things going on. And as I'm talking to her, and it's kind of cool, and I'm like, all right, and I grab her tits like this, and she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh yeah. And then I'm like grabbing her like this, grabbing her ass. And she's like, oh my God. And, you know, and she doesn't like freak out and run off. It's all good. What it did is it showed her what this was about. Okay, it communicated on a really clear level what was going on here. Okay. We could have been talking about the weather, but I'm grabbing her boobs and her fucking ass. And so she knows what's going on. And it shows you're not hiding anything. Okay, a lot of these creeper guys out there, they're like this, and they're like ashamed of their like strong sexuality, okay? By doing this, I'm literally like making eye contact with her and doing this, and she can look in my eyes and be like, wow, this guy's gonna rail me. Yes, okay, nothing to hide there. So yeah, I ended up taking that girl home. She had absolutely no intentions of sleeping with me that night, and I was to find that out later. But by making this so clear, you know, I think the next time we hung out, it was like a social situation and we didn't get to hang out at all together. Next time I come over, Miss Hot Nerd comes out wearing a naughty schoolgirl outfit, gives me a blowjob, and then I fuck her like all night long. And this went from like 0 to 60 simply because I'd already laid the foundation that, this is what I'm about, you know? So she just got to latch onto that, and the next time we hung out alone, she was already there, okay? There was no hiding, okay? She knew I was like social, like I was like in, you know? I wasn't like a weirdo. So yeah, went down just like that. Learning sexual vibe really quick. Playboy jokes from the magazine, learn some. Dude, if you guys have a problem getting sexual in the field, learn some jokes. I did it. I used to have a whole repertoire, man. I'd tell them, they're hilarious, okay? T-shirthell.com, I used to wear these shirts. I had one that said, if this shirt is lying on your floor tomorrow, and on the back it said, we totally fucked. Now go make me some breakfast, bitch. And it was so badass. And regardless of if I was there or not, I was getting the reactions that I was there. So it allowed me to get this kind of feedback that I'm this dude that is sexually obnoxious, and it actually helped me become that way. So get some of these fucking shirts. You can, there are some of them are way out there, and if you want to contact me, I'll be like, yeah, get this one, don't get that one kind of thing. But t-shirthill.com, learn some Playboy jokes. Okay, initiating sexualness, you can kiss a girl all night long. You can talk to her all night long. But until you make it real for her, you are just another barfly. You're just another fucking level in Mario. Oh, I had a fun night last night. I don't remember who it was, but hey, it doesn't matter. Okay, I already went over physical. Boom, boom, right? Like I kind of mentioned, you can be talking to a girl about the weather. I can be talking to a girl about the weather. And it was like, I'm like tweaking her, or I'm like ticking her like this. I'm like grabbing her butt, or I'm just like, what? Noogie, you can't say clouds are bad. You know, kind of random stupidity, right? But that tells a girl what this is about. Okay, sexual dialogue. I wrote a post. It's a really good, I still like to read it. I'm like, fuck, I wrote this? It's called LMR Series Part 5, Sexual Shit Testing. Talks a lot about initiating sexual stuff through dialogue. Okay, I told this girl, we were randomly, we started kissing, and then I'm like, I want to eat your pussy. And that was it, done. Like, we went home and we did it all night long. Same thing, I want to kiss you, it's a little bit weaker, but it's good for girls that you have to kind of broach it and then get beyond that later. In fact, I just use that. I just saw what you look like having an orgasm. This is for a girl that's like a little bit like coyer, but you know, it's like a naughty little chick, okay, but you got to make it a little bit softer. I actually ended up having a threesome with that girl and her friend that I'd said that to. I'm going to do things to you, another good one. Sorry, Volano girl, I'm running out, so you guys can read that one. It's called Two Nights at the Caveman. It was from 2007 when I first came here and started speaking. Good one, read it, it's fucking cool. Quotes, oh yes. Okay, this is just, I do this every year, just fuck around stuff that just popped out of my head. I only talk to girls who hook up on the first night. So this is some girls who are like, well, we hook up on the second night. I'm like, see you tomorrow, right? And this girl was like, beat me to the bathroom. I'm like, can I just put my dick under the door? And you got it towards the toilet. She's like, no, right? Just like random stuff. There's not a lot of people here. They all left. I'm like, yeah, we should make some more right now. Okay. She's like, oh my God. Okay, I walked out of my room one time. There were some girls over early in the morning. I'm like wearing like a thin thing. I'm like, don't worry, it's not a boner. This is normal. And the girl's like, hey. You know? And if you really want to impress your friends, I'm selling this one for $4.99. I'm just kidding. I heard big nipples are a sign of bad breeding. Holy shit. Walk up to a group of girls and say that. Okay? They're like, no, but no. I'm like, no, my big nipples are nice. Like, I will say this, and there'll be a group of guys watching over here, and they're like, what does a guy say to walk up to a group of girls and have them just start flashing their titties at a bar, right? Fucking insane. There you go. Okay. Let's see, stripper quotes. I used to work at a strip club, and in no way do I want you guys to think that I only go for strippers or naughty girls. No, what's that mean? Power? Okay, yeah. Okay, 15, okay. Stripper quotes. If a girl keeps like insisting about asking you for a dance, if you can't get her like, just like chill out, just like, I can't go back there. I will not keep my hands to myself. Kind of like, I'm bad, you know? They might say, you can touch me all over. That's bullshit, you know? I skip kindergarten. I don't play well with others. This is kind of like a playful, diffuse the fucking tension here. I worked at one, at a strip club for a while. They're a little bit more like, they're pretty much down for whatever. A lot of level-headed chicks, I respect a lot of them, but their sense of humor is just a little bit off to the side, right? And I can totally identify with that. So this girl, one of the girls, had a little lockbox that she put her tips in. I'm like, yo, I saw your locker box combination. I'm gonna take a shit in it later when you're not looking. She goes, ah, like she's fucking starts busting out laughing. Okay, like I'm like going around and I see this like one of those little glow in the dark bracelets that you put on your wrist, right, at like clubs or whatever. I found one. I pick it up, walk up to one of the most beautiful girls I worked there. I'm like, I found your Nuva ring, you know? And she's like, ha. Right, you guys know what a Nuva ring is? It's a birth control, the ring a girl puts in her vagina, okay? Anyways, so about 15 minutes later, she's like walking by and she sees me and I have it and I go like this. And I'm like thinking I'm just teasing her and she's just like, oh. I was like, really, okay. But yeah, just random nonsense here, okay. Extracting, pulling, know your logistics beforehand, no shit, right, okay. I mean, if you drove with five of your buddies and you're the designated drunk bastard, not really looking too good for you, huh? Know what's gonna happen beforehand, have a place to go. Moving girl around club beforehand, probably shit. One of the most important things that defines guys that are really good with chicks and look great, and the guys that actually take them home. If you're not pulling a girl around the club and leading them around to the bar, to the bathroom, to meet your friends, blah, 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 you're gonna fail. You can't expect a girl, you're standing with a girl in one spot the whole night, or you're dancing with her, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, do you wanna go home with me now? She's like, what the fuck? Like, no, get her used to following you, get her used to just going where you're going, get her, it's just a, it's a momentum that builds. So by the time you say, let's get out of here, she's like, yeah, we've been doing that all night long, let's fucking go outside now, okay? Bastard. Baby steps. I don't go say, hey, let's go to my bed and fuck. It's baby steps, okay? She knows, she's hoping it ends in that, okay? But I'm like, yo, I'm hungry, let's get a burrito. Okay, that's easy. Hey, I heard there's another bar here, let's go over here. Okay, cool. Alcohol, let's get alcohol. Okay, you're incrementalizing the process to get back to your house. Okay, this ain't about, I mean, you can literally just go from like, start to finish in one fell swoop, but it's so much easier. You get so much more success if you just incrementalize what's going on here. Freebie. Guys, come on. Hey, girls, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get liquor before they close at 2. Done. How easy is that? What girl's gonna say, no, I don't wanna get alcohol before they close at 2? Fuck no. So, you know, use that. It's a great way to extract. Closing game is ruthless. This is, okay, we're getting down to like, the nitty-gritty, like the actual penetration here. Closing game is ruthless, okay? That on that program where me and that student pulled those two chicks, I yanked my girl into the room within 5 minutes of being there. He took a long time, finally got to her room and she cried. She said, I don't know if I can do this. About 7 or 8 years back, the same thing happened from a girl from Poland. She'd get drunk, take all her clothes off, and then jump in my bed with me. And I'd wake up and there'd be a hot-ass naked girl next to me. I was like, this is fucking dreamland here, right? Anyways, same thing, I go to like do her, and she's like, I feel like such a slut, I can't do this. And I was like, oh, it's okay, I won't have sex with you. And of course, like less than a week later, she's getting railed by some other guy, okay? Like, look, don't be fooled by it or don't be sensitive to girls, but this doesn't count, dude. Biology dictates that girls have sex. All she's doing is testing you to see how solid you are about it. Okay, a girl crying does not have anything to do with sex. So don't be throwing off your game with that, man. I'm not trying to be insensitive. This is just biology speaking here. Okay, this is a good one. Okay, so I had a couple of strippers come over. I pulled one from the club first night I met her. Was banging her, and then she had her friend come over, and my buddy was supposed to have sex with her. That was supposed to be his girl, and I got selfish and ended up fucking them both because I'm a bastard. So, but anyways, really important because the two girls were so different from each other. the one was like, girl, get over here. And I could like put her on her knees and like make her suck, like in front of everybody. I like rip her clothes off and stuff. And the other one, like definitely, you know, like I kind of the same thing. Like I walked in and just like grab her. But when it came time for sex, or when it came time to like get play from both the girls, like I couldn't tell her what to do because she immediately resisted, okay? So there's different forms of leading here. You know, we've talked about this before. So in the case of this particular girl, I had to inspire her, I had to set the stage and just let things happen. So I'm sitting back on the couch, I'm like, yo, it'd be so hot if both your girls sucked my dick. And of course the one was already down for it, but the other one was just like, okay, you know, like I didn't push her. I wasn't like too aggressive about it. I didn't try to grab her and like try to force her down. But 5 minutes later, I walk over, I grab the one girl, put her down, I'm like, yo, and to the other one, come here. And then she says, let's just suck his cock together. Probably the hottest thing I've ever heard in my life, right? You know, I mean, gotta be one of them, right? So I'm like having like two badass girls, you know, and there's nothing better, I don't think. Maybe three girls. I've never had three girls at the same time. Maybe some of you have. But yeah, then back in the room, I'm railing the one while the other one's like, I got her like face planted down there. And she wouldn't let me grab her. Like I had to like seduce her so that she finally said, okay, I'm ready. And then I, you know, her too. So always be aware of that, be flexible. Don't think leading is all about being dominant, being being an ass. No, there's different ways to lead different girls. Be flexible, know what's going on with that, okay? Taking vid and pics, I already touched on this. You know, it's gonna be different, you know, some girls you're gonna be like, boom, and then others, you know, you gotta like deal with stuff. That being said, I would appreciate it if you guys didn't take advantage of this and start posting it on like myexgirlfriend.com or whatever. I have never done that. One of the reasons why I take so many videos and pictures is because they know I would never break that trust. Okay, that is my stuff. That is my stuff with her. Hardcore Kino. This is good. Okay, so we were on boot camp, pulled a couple of girls. This was how I closed her. I pulled her into her room. The girls were gonna cook for us before they started cooking. I pulled her into her room. I pushed her against the wall, kissed her, took her shirt and ripped it down. She was just like, oh, I'm like her. She's all exposed. She's like, oh, like this. And then I grab her and just push her down on her knees and just boom, like that, okay? Like there was no like, you know, like, I don't know. There was nothing in between. I went from standing up to I just grabbed her and just did this. And there are so, do I tell this one? Yeah, there are so many times where that's just, I'll walk into a girl's house, there was this another girl, didn't know her that well, I'd had sex with her before, but I walked into her house, immediately walked up to her, went, grabbed her, kissed her, set her on her knees, and that was it, okay? And don't you guys, I mean, if you guys think about it, isn't that the way you actually do want to take girls? Like, don't you just fucking want to walk in and do that? Boom. If you guys get in touch with that side of yourself, it is actually natural. And girls love it, man. I think they do. I don't really ask them. No, yeah, it's hot. They're into it. Okay, nines and tens. A lot of guys are under the misconception that they've got to be, like, nicer to these girls because they're so hot. That's bullshit. They need to be even more ruthless. Like, yo, get over here. Tossing her around. Super hot chicks. Man, they get all the nice stuff they can fucking handle. You gotta give them something raw and naughty. Sure, there's plenty of time for fucking gentle lovemaking, but not this time around, not with these girls. They know what they want. You gotta give it to them, okay? The actual fucking part, okay. It's like fishing, okay? So, to be honest, I wasn't always like the best at this. Like, there were plenty of chicks. I was just like, well, I wish I could make her come. She might call me back, but it's not gonna happen, right? Well, I had to like learn how to do this stuff. So the way I see it is you can rail at her all night long, but until you get into her, sink into her rhythm, it's like you feel that bite and you pull. There'll be a certain time with a girl where you sense her going to a particular state where she, if you follow this path with her and take it from there, she will have an orgasm. For you guys that you know, have sex regularly, you guys understand what this is. For me, it was just like, oh shit. You know, like, so instead of like, you wait for that and then you kind of like press matters there and see what's going on with that. And that's generally how it happens for me. Anal, I'm not really into anal that much. it's okay. I like to do it just because it's something to do with a girl. Cum shots, I definitely do like. She says no, you say yes. And that's pretty much how it works. I swear to God, I'm gonna come on your face. No! Yes. And that's really how it goes. Really. You know how like the Jedi mind tricks about taking the emotion out of your voice? I'm telling you, that's how that works. If there's no, like, you don't validate her emotional, you know, fear of what's going on, it's gonna happen. Sex God Method. I guess that guy was here. I would have loved to see him talk. That book is the fucking shit. It is awesome. It is awesome. Turning your girl out hard. Ooh. Okay. So, cemetery. We break into a cemetery. I'm like, grabbing this girl. This girl is a ring girl in Vegas. Model. She's like 6 feet tall. You know, we break into a cemetery, and I'm like, and I think, I don't know what it was. I think she wanted to find a real tombstone to get naughty on, but there was none around. It was the cemetery that Michael Jackson was buried at. It's all like scenery and stuff, scenic. Anyways, I find a statue of the Virgin Mary. I'm like, get the fuck over here. I like fucking walk over. I fucking throw her down. I'm like, boom. I'm just like talking nasty to her the whole time. Like, yeah, you liked it. You know, I'm not gonna say it for the viewers out there, but you can imagine. I'm like doing all kinds of shit. I'm like, yeah, you want to swallow this? And of course she does. But you know, I'm just like that. That's the experience she wanted to have, and I did too. I gave it to her, right? So, yeah, cemetery times, good stuff. Okay, managing your girls. Yeah, sometimes I don't remember their name. Whatever. There was one time I railed a girl, and I didn't remember her name. So she leaves the room. I'm like fucking going through her mail. I find her last name. She comes back in. I'm like, hi, Ms. Sampson or whatever. And then she leaves again. I go through more of her mail. And I finally find her like real name. But you know, it's gonna happen. Like I've called girls by their wrong names, and just you know, it just happens. Just deal with it. If you try to let them judge you or pass judgment on you, they will. But just don't let it affect you. So a girl I'm dating, she's a real big fan of saying, this is the last time. You're not my type. I just don't date guys like you. And I listen to this, like it's like, what is that, 10? Five, fuck. So yeah, I listen to this like it's radio chatter. You know, like I don't care, I don't even respond to it. By not responding to it, it never becomes real. So we've hung out 7 or 8, 10 times since then, you know, and I never validated. Okay, remember, her reaction to you is shaped by your behavior. You dictate her reaction. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, so I'm arguing with the chick, you know, I'm just like, babe, you freak out over random stuff, it's retarded, chill out. And she's just like, she starts screaming, gets even more out of control. I'm like, whatever, I think this is the last time we're gonna hang out, okay, whatever. So anyways, we get back, she goes to bed, follow her about 5 minutes later, I go to start macking her body, and she goes, no, what are you doing? I'm like, just chill. And that was it. And it was not lovemaking what I did to her after that. Okay. In fact, I don't think she enjoyed it at all. But basically what happened is by saying, just chill, right? No emotion in my voice. I was communicating to her that we were not where we were before. I did not validate her emotional response. I was right here, right now with her, and I was about to penetrate her, and that's all that counted. She's like, okay. Okay, yeah. So, you know, a lot of girls in my life, I've known them for years, and I'll text them, I'll find their number again. I'm like, yo, what's going on? They're like, hey. Okay, and I never introduce negativity. So it never fades off. There's never a reason why it ends. A lot of my guys that have these skills, like they're like, oh, she didn't do this, so I'm dropping her, or I'm gonna argue with her, or bitch at her. It's just like, shut the fuck up. Don't worry about that shit. It's got nothing to do with you. They do the. It's not the things that I do to keep these girls around. It's the fact that there's a lot of things I don't do. I don't argue with them. I don't need to. I don't introduce negativity. My role as a male is to be solid and unchanging. Okay, when they wrap themselves around a wheel mentally, I'm just like, it's okay. I grab her, it's okay, hon. Don't worry about it. And that's it, that's my role. I don't make it any bigger than that. You know, and that's all they need us for. call up my girls, these leaders said that in a game of fucking. How much time do I have?
About
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
I can what?
You can take questions on the Q&A panel in a little bit.
Okay, so I got 2 minutes to go through slides and I better not, okay. Oh, this is big. Okay, a lot of guys are on this impression that you have to build up value, and then you get to cash in and finally have sex with her. And that's so wrong. Okay, you guys gotta understand, you guys gotta get in the fucking mindset that you fucking her is value. You're communicating to her like, hi, I'm into you. I am into you. Right, like, I like you, okay? Like, the value is you are finally giving her what she wants. Get that in your guys' heads. Even if it's in the bar bathroom, okay? I'd love to tell these stories, god damn it. Do I really don't have time, huh? Okay, well, maybe we'll do that one next year.
Off camera, right?
I'm sure. Okay. Okay, well, anyways, guys, I had some more, but I guess we're running out of time, so I appreciate you guys being here, and thanks a lot. Appreciate it, guys.